mutely at the patch of sky. "He's awake. He's just not speaking."
"Who cares? I didn't ask you about him."
"Well, sometimes, when I'm on catacomb duty, it's the kind of place where you can't help... I mean, all the skulls and things. And the book says..."
"There you are," said Om, a note of bitter triumph in his voice. "You don't know. That's what stops everyone going mad, the uncertainty of it. The feeling that it might work out right after all. But it's different for gods, we do know. You know that story about the sparrow flying through a room?"
"No."
"Everyone knows it.
Not me."
"About life being like a sparrow flying through a room. Nothing but darkness outside, and it flies through the room, and there's just a moment of warmth and light."
"There are windows open," said Brother.
"Can't you imagine what it's like to be that sparrow, and know about the darkness? To know that afterwards there'll be nothing to remember, ever, except that one moment of the light?"
"No."
"No, of course you can't. But that's what it's like being a god. And this place, it's a morgue."
Brother looked around at the ancient shadowy temple. "Well, do you know what it's like being human?" Om's head darted into his shell for a moment, the nearest he was capable of to a shrug.
"Compared to a god, easy. Get born, obey a few rules, do what you're told, die, forget."
Brother stared at him.
"Is something wrong?"
Brother shook his head. Then he stood up and walked over to the Vorbis. The deacon had drunk water from Brother's cupped hands, but there was a switched-off quality about him. He walked, he drank, he breathed. Or something did. His body did. The dark eyes opened, but appeared to be looking at nothing that Brother could see. There was no sense that anyone was looking out through them. Brother was certain that if he walked away, Vorbis would sit on the cracked flagstones until he very gently fell over. Warbus's body was present, but the whereabouts of his mind was probably not locatable on any normal atlas. It was just that, here and now, and suddenly, Brother felt so alone that even Vorbis was good company.
"Why'd you bother with him? He's had thousands of people killed."
"Yes, but perhaps he thought you wanted it."
"I never said I wanted that."
"You didn't care," said Brother.
"But I..."
"Shut up." Om's mouth opened in astonishment. "You could have helped people," said Brother, "but all you did was stamp around and roar and try to make people afraid, like a man hitting a donkey with a stick. But people like Vorbis made the stick so good, that's all the donkey ends up believing in."
"That could use some work, as a parable," said Om, sourly.
"This is real life I'm talking about.
It's not my fault if people misuse the..."
"It is. It has to be. If you muck up people's minds just because you want them to believe in you, what they do is all your fault." Brother glared at the tortoise and then stamped off towards the pile of rubble that dominated one end of the ruined temple. He rummaged around in it.
"What are you looking for?"
"We'll need to carry water," said Brother.
"There won't be anything," said Om. "People just left. The land ran out and so did the people. They took everything with them. Why bother to look?"
Brother ignored him. There was something under the rocks and sand.
"Why worry about Vorbis?" Om whined. "In 100 years' time he'll be dead anyway. We'll all be dead."
Brother tugged at the piece of curved pottery. It came away and turned out to be about 2/3 of a wide bowl, broken right across. It had been almost as wide as Brother's outstretched arms, but had been too broken for anyone to loot. It was useful for nothing, but it had once been useful for something. There were embossed figures round its rim. Brother peered at them for want of something to distract himself while Om's voice droned on in his head. The figures looked more or less human, and they were engaged in religion. You could tell by the knives. It's not murder if you do it for a god. In the centre of the bowl was a larger figure, obviously important, some kind of god they were doing it for.
"What?" he said. "I said, in 100 years' time, we'll all be dead."
Brother stared at the figures round the bowl. No one knew who their god was, and they were gone. Lions slept in the holy places, and Chilopoda aridius, the common desert centipede,